we've seen an increase in scams and phishing attempts across Sheridan County. And some of the best ways that people can protect themselves is that they're being aware of the company names that may look familiar to them, key subjects like COVID relief and things like that, where the person that's contacting them may pressure them that if they've done something wrong or make them believe that something bad will happen if they don't act on this COVID relief now, or send us this money or we'll shut your power off. Things that might seem very aggressive or as a potential benefit to them of claiming that they'll receive thousands of dollars if they front a couple grand themselves in order to get an application started or something like that for COVID relief.